Do you know a world record holder? Now, I'm not asking if your neighbor's mother's friend has a daughter who grew up with Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world. I'm asking if you actually know in real life a real world record holder. Because here at Only a Game, we do know somebody who may have set a world record. Our own Karen Given has the story.
In my job as a sports reporter, I've met a few world record holders. I was once at a press conference where Ethiopian distance runner Haile Gebrselassie was asked how many world records he had broken. That was 2004. The current count of world records broken by Gebrselassie is 27. For the most part, I don't have a lot in common with world record holders. But Jack, I get Jack, because 5 days a week he sits just 15 yards down the hall from me, doing this.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Jack Lepiarz in Boston.
Every weekday, Jack Lepiarz works here at the radio station where Only a Game is produced. But for 8 weekends every fall, Jack sounds a little, well, different.
Well, for the newbies, bonjour. My name is Jack Zewitter. If you could not tell, I am French.
Jack's not French, but he did grow up in the circus. No, really. Jack's dad was in the Big Apple Circus until Jack was six, and then his dad went to work on the Renaissance Fair circuit. That's where Jack learned non-radio skills, like wire walking and juggling, though his dad always told him not to focus on juggling.
I only wanted to learn the cool skills, like a seven-year-old would, obviously.
So 7-year-old Jack learned how to crack a whip. He also throws knives. When he grew up, he became one of about 200 performers at King Richard's Fair, the longest-running Renaissance fair in New England. A few years ago, Jack was brainstorming ways to publicize his show, and he noticed that there are a whole lot of Guinness World Records related to something he's been able to do since he was seven.
There are records like most whip cracks in a minute with two whips, most whip cracks in a minute with a stock whip, most soda cans cut in half with a whip in 1 minute. I think it's 23. Most candles put out.
Real world record holders, no offense to the folks in the Guinness book, are incredibly fast or incredibly strong or incredibly good at something that lots of other athletes are trying to be fast, strong, or good at. But the Guinness Book of World Records was created in 1951 by the chairman of the Guinness Brewery, in part so that beer lovers could settle the inevitable arguments that come up in bars. And so some of the 40,000 records tracked by Guinness are a bit more unusual.
I mean, some of them are like most sticky notes stuck to your face in 1 minute. I'm serious.
This is the whip show. It's Jack the Whipper. It's ice cold.
And so, last Saturday afternoon, I found myself in Carver, Massachusetts, 50 miles south of Boston, sitting in the front row while Jack, dressed like a swashbuckler, played musical whips. Jack doesn't just sing and crack the whip, he also addresses the question you might have already asked yourself.
Monsieur Jacques, why is it that a whip will crack?
It turns out a bullwhip, when cracked, travels very, very fast. Faster than
761 miles an hour. At that speed, it breaks the sound barrier and it creates a small sonic boom.
After the show, Jack assembles the witnesses and timekeepers for today's attempt. Most whip cracks with one hand in 60 seconds. Together, they pore over the incredibly specific instructions sent by Guinness. The whole thing will be recorded and sent for validation. Benjamin Reynolds describes himself as a professional whip artist, but today he has a more important job. So are you nervous?
No.
No, you've got this.
Yeah, I can count.
Reynolds will need to count higher than 257 if Jack breaks the record. Julia Jerome, who went to college with Jack, is here to cheer. Or maybe not cheer, because any crack not audible on the video won't count.
I think I will personally be holding my breath.
And it's only 60 seconds, so you can hold your breath that long, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Is there a world record for that?
There is.
So raise you a mighty welcome for Jacques Zewipper!
Jack enters the jousting arena at the behest of King Richard, a white-bearded man in flowing red robes. After the witnesses measure the whip, again, Jack faces the king and starts cracking.
Go!
No offense, Jack, but 60 seconds feels like a very long time to watch some guy crack a whip. Jack's not swinging it around like Indiana Jones. He's holding it out in front of him and flicking it from left to right so that it cracks on both ends. It takes enormous effort, and he's breathless after his first attempt, but he's sure he can do better. After a quick swig of Gatorade from a leather mug, he tries again. But the whip gets all tangled up. There's supposed to be time for a third attempt, but Tina, the fair's stage manager, is really anxious to get the evening joust started.
Guys, go! Go!
I'm escorted off in one direction, and Jack and the witnesses head out the other gate, which means I have to wait until Jack's next show to hear the result.
According to the official count,
Jack explains that he's probably broken the record, but maybe only by one crack.
But I don't trust Guinness. So we're going to do this one more time in case they say that one crack was too light. Judges, timekeeper, assemble!
Actually, Jack tries three more times. By his fifth attempt of the day, a little of the excitement has worn off.
You going to do another record attempt?
Once again, the whip is measured, the timer's time, the counters count, and Jack keeps cracking. When it's all done, the witnesses confer and give a thumbs up.
Time!
Oh, yeah! The final count is 260, just three more than the current world record, and far fewer than Jack has pulled off in practice.
I feel great. I'm still terrified, though, because, maybe one crack didn't count or anything like that. But I'm just so happy. We spent 8 weeks working on this. So to finally have this done with is just, it's a huge weight off my shoulders.
But 4 days later, that weight was right back on Jack's shoulders. He stopped by my desk to let me know that he's going to try one more time. He doesn't want to make it too easy for the current world record holder to top him. And he's sure he can do better. Once the fair closes for the season, he'll reassemble his witnesses in a nearby park and begin again, without as much as a buy or leave from the king. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.